application is case number 11563, the application of Miriam Snyder. The site is south of Route 277, Angola Road, being east of Woodland Circle, approximately 225 feet south of Butternut Court, and being more specifically lot 65, block A, section 1, within Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, map 18.05, parcel number 83, requesting a variance for a reduction in the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they are requesting a 3.6-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback and a 1.0-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Link.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. Sherry Nowicki, 31024 Scissorville Road, Ocean View.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and board members. Again, we have a variance request. It's for two variances, one in the front, one in the back. With the application, I submitted two surveys. One was performed in 2004 by Miller Lewis, and then one more recently, March of this year, done by Wingate and Eschenbach. Ms. Nowicki is here with me, too. I'll call on her here shortly. Again, the property is located at 33982 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware, and that's often otherwise known as Lot 65 in the northern half of Lot 66, Block A in Section 1 of Angola by the Bay. I think Angola by now has about five sections, and so this is the first, obviously. I visited the property, searched records, and also taken a look at the property card here maybe a month ago. Property is zoned as AR, which currently requires 30 feet in the front and 20 feet in the rear. Looking at the two surveys I submitted, again, one in 2004 by Miller Lewis. This survey was performed when the applicant, who I'm here for today, Miriam Snyder, her and her late husband purchased the home in 2004. That survey was performed, approved, and recorded with their deed. Even though it was approved and recorded, that survey still does show the two violations in the front and rear, which we're seeking to cure here this evening. The more recent survey performed by Wingate and Eschenbach, again, March of this year, that survey locates the home nearly identically to the survey done in 2004, which obviously it still remains inside the setbacks in the front and rear of the home. Also, you'll notice very little has been done to the home these last 11 years. Nothing has expanded the setback encroachments at all. These requests tonight are to basically leave the house as is. Nothing further is being sought. Further, in looking at the two surveys, I think the only things that have changed is a deck in the backyard has been removed. However, those stairs are still there. And one of two decks out front has been removed. Again, though, there is still one deck and the steps down from that. And then looking at the property card, showing the home built in 1981, that sketch is basically identical to the surveys. So there's a garage to the left, a home to the right, and sort of an entranceway tucked in the middle there with the screened-in porch in the back. Tracing the title briefly back in time, again, the current owner is Miriam Snyder. She was formerly known as Miriam Martin, and her late husband acquired the property in September of 2004. From Donald Farrar, who was trustee of revocable trust dated August 1, 1991, by deed dated September 3rd, 2004, recorded here in the Recorder of Deeds office in deed book 3030, page 313. Again, this deed recordation included the approved 2004 Miller Lewis survey that you have. Mr. Farrar placed the property into his trust by deed dated August 1st, 1991. That was recorded in deed book 1796, page 275. And this was done after he and his wife acquired the property from Crown Development by deed dated November 7th, 1972, deed book 692-732. So again, if the property card shows that the home was built in 1981, this was done while Donald Farrar and his wife, Lorena Farrar, owned the property. There's a kind of a unique situation in how the permitting went with this. 1979, a permit was applied for and issued. I guess they never acted on it because an extension was requested in 1980 after the year had lapsed. And then it took, I guess, a year for them to complete it. So there was an open permit. They didn't act on it. They extended it, and then they finally built the home. It's my understanding that in 1975, 10 feet was allowed in the back. I'm not exactly sure when that changeover occurred, but I have a feeling they may have operated in building this home, assuming that 10 feet in the back was still good at the time that they built. And then again, looking at all the sketch and the two surveys, this property has remained basically untouched since 1981, excepting from that statement that the two decks that I mentioned that got removed. Also in visiting the property, there, of course, Angola by the Bay is pretty well built out, so there's not a lot of vacant lots around. Homes on this road to the naked eye appear to be fairly similarly situated. And in fact, two doors down, just looking kind of down the street, one house did seem to be a little more forward, closer to the road. And so again, everything seems to be fairly similarly situated in this area. So turning to the standards for relief, a request for variance can't be granted unless the applicant can show, one, uniqueness. This property has unique circumstances and conditions. As I mentioned, these variance requests have been necessitated basically since the dawn of this home. Since 1981, these violations have existed, and they've gone unnoticed despite a recorded 2004 survey. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. There'd be great cost needed in order to move the home in order to comply with the setback requirements, with little to no benefit to the neighboring and already developed properties. The 1.0 feet encroachment in the front and the 3.6 in the rear are hardly noticeable and have gone undetected for about 34 years now. Two, the possibility of development. The property is already developed, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Again, otherwise this home would have to be portions of it torn down and rebuilt. Three, the difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Home was built previous to the applicant's acquisition of the property with the home and these conditions already existing. Also, as mentioned, the applicant has not performed any work which has expanded these encroachments. She's left the house untouched for 11 years. The house actually has been unchanged since 1981, as I said. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as this neighborhood has been long since developed, and this home has been standing there for over 30 years. Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Again, as I mentioned, other homes are similarly situated. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare, as the condition of the home exists and is not going to affect neighboring properties. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. Request for 1.0 feet variance from the front yard setback is all that is needed in order to afford relief from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement, and the 3.6 variance request for the rear is all that's needed to afford relief from the 20-foot rear yard setback. Lastly, the variance is necessary to afford relief. Again, this home is already existing, has been for quite some time. We aren't asking to do anything new here, and this home has been built, again, to this basically similar dimensions since 1981. And Ms. Nowicki, if I could call you up, please. Ms. Nowicki, what is your occupation?
I'm a real estate agent.
And how many years have you been engaged in that occupation?
A year and a half with RE/MAX Realty Group in Rehoboth.
So that 1.5 years, that's in this area?
Yes.
How familiar are you with the subject property in the surrounding area?
We were the listing agents on that property.
And are you familiar with the real estate market in this area and comparable homes?
Yes, I am.
Were you listening to statements that I just gave the board members?
Yes, I did.
And would you say that everything I said is a true and accurate statement of the conditions of the subject property?
Yes, it is.
And lastly, given your knowledge of the real estate market in this area, would you say the home, as it currently sits within the front and rear yard setbacks, adversely affects values of neighboring homes?
It's fine the way it is.
Thank you. That's all I have. And without, if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Otherwise, that's all I have for you.
All right, we'll see at this time. I'll call for questions. Mr. Rick, we'll start with you, please.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how in 1981 versus 2004 with GPS, right, how they were only a tenth of a foot off. Well, let's see, 3/10, weren't they, something like that? And the rear, you said, was 10 foot at that time?
At one point in time, I think in 1975, when I first got this new survey back, I went and talked with Mr. Lank about this, and he thought that in 1975 you were allowed 10 feet in the rear. Uh-huh. Again, I don't know exactly when that changeover occurred, requiring 30 feet.
Well, it's the first one's reflecting that.
Right, and that, so I'm just guessing that when they first placed the house, they were probably operating under a 10-foot
under a 10-foot
assumption.
Setback. In
yeah.
The
back.
In July of 1975, prior to that, regulations allowed for lots that were undersized to have a waiver in the setback requirement for 10 on the side, 10 on the rear. But the lots had to be under the square footage of half acre, basically, or 20,000 square feet, and less than 100 feet wide,
okay.
Or less than 100 feet wide, excuse me. So you could get a variation from the side and the rear.
Okay.
10 foot instead of 15, and on the side, 20 in the rear.
Don't retire, Mr. Lank.
I just looked it up, Mr. Rick.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Rick.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Sure. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,563. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance. And the uniqueness to the property, of course, is it is 50 foot wide in that area. That's a unique small lot. Also, the variance is necessary to renew, you know, have reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. Again, the applicant all these years thought they were in compliance with the county's requirements for their setbacks. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimal that would afford relief.
Thank you. I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,563. Again, all those in favor of that motion. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,563 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.